There is a growing chorus of states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting, but is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. Call now. World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. Toll free, the number nationwide is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you prefer to email me, you don't want to get on the radio, that would be ocdaustin@yahoo.com. And the brand new website is outcastradio.net. All of the stories that you're hearing today during this broadcast are from that website, outcastradio.net. When I used to do my show prep, I would go to all these different sources and then minimize about 15 screens, and it just didn't work. And I thought, you know, if I just upload all this stuff to my website, I can just read it right off the website. So today's show comes to you courtesy of OutcastRadio.net. Also, check out an interview I just uploaded last night with L.A. Marzulli. In that video and podcast, we talk about Katy Perry and the lyrics of her song E.T. and how the Illuminati is, in fact, affecting pop culture. Does DHS have a plan to track children illegally across the border? This is an article from Human Events. The immigration crisis, now subject to election year political posturing, is inspiring members of the private sector to act where the government is failing. The Department of Homeland Security's centralized system, the Automated Biometric Identification System, enables the agency to store collected biometric data for up to 75 years for national security, law enforcement, and immigration purposes. There is a company that is based right here in the Austin area called Gemalto, G-E-M-A-L-T-O. Neville Patterson is the senior president of governmental affairs for Gemalto, and it's an international digital security company. I believe that this company will play a large part in what I call biometric ID. By that I mean these kids are eventually going to get a smart card, and then once those smart cards are stolen and exchanged for other goods, then the idea of an implantable biometric chip will come to the horizon. This is all about the North American Union. The wide open border is to overrun the system, get us to a point where we need to track these kids, and I believe this company may play a part in it. G-E-M-A-L-T-O. They're based out of Austin, Texas, and they produce smart cards. Now, there's another company called Verichip in Florida, and they have the microchip itself that would be placed in between your thumb and your fourth finger. And they even put together a commercial, which is pretty insightful in that they show you exactly what they're going to do. Throughout this commercial, everyone is holding the chip, which is about the size of a grain of rice, between their thumb and their fourth finger. And they show how this chip is the solution to all of your problems. This is the commercial.
To think something so small can connect you
to everything that matters.
when your life and all you love are on the line.
HealthLink is always with you when every second counts in the emergency room, providing immediate access to your medical records.
Because Bob has trouble remembering all his medications.
Because I'm in love with my kids' kids.
Because my car lost control while driving.
Because now I'm looking out for both of us.
Because I have diabetes, but it doesn't have me.
Because I spend my life in the ER trying to save yours.
During that commercial, everyone is holding the biometric chip, the Vera chip, between their thumb and their fourth finger. It will be implanted between your fourth finger and your thumb, and it is a solution to many problems. If someone has Alzheimer's, you chip them. If they get lost or disoriented, you can find them with your smartphone. It's the same thing with biometric pills. If someone has Alzheimer's and they forget to take their pill, you can literally scan them via your iPhone and find out if they took their medicine, whether it's your doctor, your parents, or the government. This is what it's all about, getting all of us into a biometric system so that all of us can be tracked. That's why the border is wide open. So while one side on the right screams about the Constitution and those on the left scream about helping the children, neither one of those issues are pertinent. Neither one of those are the real topic. The real topic, in my opinion, is getting us into a biometric data bank, forming a North American Union. If enough of these kids get over the border, enough of the adults, eventually, we will not have a culture, we will not have a border or a language. And at that point, since there is no difference between us and Mexico, let's pull the trigger and form a North American Union. And I do believe, again, my opinion, that this will be in concert with the economic meltdown, the collapse of the euro, the collapse of the dollar, and the moving into a new world reserve currency. So Neville Patterson is the Senior Vice President of Governmental Affairs for Gemalto. And again, this is an international digital security company based in Austin. He recently told Watchdog.org he believes the government should issue identification cards to the children to keep track of them in the event they are deported or want to re-enter the country. He said, quote, "I think we could augment that by providing an ID program to show that the children are associated with certain parents wherever they belong to." This is a global company with border technologies used in Guyana and Morocco right now. And the office is right here in Austin, Texas. Patterson roughly estimates the project itself will cost taxpayers several million dollars to implement, which might be tricky to sell to members of Congress battling over President Obama's $4 billion request for the border as they look towards the August recess and then eventually September, when Obama will make the announcement via executive order that he's going to grant amnesty to probably 5 million. Oh, you didn't know that either? You see, all of this is planned. It is orchestrated. If you look at it through the lens of chaos, it is not the true story. The true story should come into focus to you by listening to the show and other programs on RBN. It is orchestrated, it is purposeful, and it is leading us to a new world order. But in order to do that, it has to be done slowly. It has to be implemented, like boiling the frog in water. And this is one of the ways they do it. So imagine a day, perhaps very soon, when the president, in September, announces he's granting blanket amnesty to 5 million illegals. At that point, I could see an announcement being made, well, they're here, we don't know where they are, because they've been dispersed throughout the country. We have a solution. There is a company called Gemalto that is going to issue smart cards to every illegal. And if they will take this card, they will be granted full citizenship. But then what happens? These are smart cards, like a credit card. Of course, they'll be stolen, exchanged for drugs, and at some point, the system will again begin to collapse. And then another announcement will be made, and again, this is my opinion, my conjecture. These smart cards aren't working. We do have another solution. Why not just implant the chip between the thumb and the fourth finger? And then essentially every illegal in the country will be tracked, their health records, their financial records. Oh, by the way, another plum that they will throw your way for you to be in favor of this is, all along, these illegals have not been paying any taxes. Well, if we add 5 million, 10 million to the tax rolls, now they're going to be paying taxes because we're going to track their financial records via the microchip between their thumb and fourth finger. So we are going to increase revenue. This will help pay down the debt, and it will be the solution to the problem. But if you go way down the rabbit hole, you'll see they created the problem that they're creating the solution to. It's real easy when you do a little research that all of this is orchestrated. You can check out this story and all of the ones I'm going to cover today at OutKastRadio.net.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Why does a U.S. orthodontist make more than some CEOs? You get that dental bill and you'll know. Implants, partial or full bridge, the kids need braces? Fractions of U.S. prices. Balloon angioplasty for heart patients in the U.S. is $50,000. Thailand, under $7,000. Heart bypass, joint and hip replacement, cancer, many procedures under the price of your Obamacare deductible and copay. Don't risk bankruptcy. Hit us up now. We'll show you how at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
This is Outkast Radio. I am OCD. The toll-free number nationwide, 800-313-9443. Email ocdaustin@yahoo.com. All stories on today's broadcast come to you courtesy of OutkastRadio.net. OutkastRadio.net. Does the Department of Homeland Security have a plan to track children illegally across the border? And again, you'll find this article on OutkastRadio.net. Human Events Powerful Conservative Voices brings us this article. And I continue. A card made by Gemalto would keep track of the child's photograph and other biometric information. Said Neville Patterson, CEO of Gemalto, quote, I really think the children need to be treated with a certain amount of respect, but they are illegal immigrants, so we certainly would be looking to make sure that once we help them, we record their information as we can establish it. Certainly the biometrics, so that they can be used down the road to prove that they're the same individual. This is the plan. First, give them a card, a VeriChip, whatever you want to call it, but it's a biometric credit card, essentially. And the first thing that'll happen once all these kids get the cards, many of them will be stolen, swapped, sold, and then another crisis develops. What do? Oh, my goodness, we've got a solution. An implantable chip. And I do believe that the illegal children and the illegals in general will be the first humans to be chipped. It is according to resistance that you get chipped. The first ones to get chipped were the animals, the dogs, the cats, because what are they going to do? They can't resist. Secondly, the military. You can't resist, otherwise you get court-martialed. Third, those with Alzheimer's. And now you've got another very susceptible demographic, illegals who want to be in this country so bad. Do you think maybe they might trade a little bit of freedom for full citizenship, the implantation of a chip? And all of the political variables are falling into place along with this. Obama wants to fly illegals straight to the United States so they don't have to cross the border. And again, you'll find this article at OutcastRadio.net. The ongoing border crisis created by President Obama's lax immigration policies and deliberately brought about to be used as leverage for a Democratic attempt at amnesty. But Obama's plan threatens the foundation of our constitutional republic, and the vast majority of Americans are letting it be known they do not support amnesty. The president is proposing flying them straight from Honduras to America. The New York Times, of all sources, is reporting an Obama administration plan that would cut out the smugglers and the coyotes as the middlemen of the illegal immigration business and take over the operation themselves, like they do child support. The plan would involve Central Americans to apply for refugee status and then fly them directly to the United States, bypassing the dangerous trip through Mexico and the border altogether. The plan calls for U.S. immigration officials as well as U.N. officials to interview and screen applicants in their home countries and then fly them to the U.S. Can you believe this? Unbelievable. What is the purpose? To overrun the system. To get them into a biometric data bank, and then eventually class envy kicks in, ours, and we get into the same biometric data bank. Makes perfect sense to me. The other story I want to talk on and about broke last night during Dave Hodges' show. Dr. Jim Garrow's ominous warning, Islamists planning on bombing hundreds of shopping malls. I used to be a huge conspiracy theorist, and I know some of you listening might think, what's changed? A lot. I take everything with a huge grain of salt these days. I was one of those guys in the year 2000, you know, 1999, the day before all the computers were supposed to shut down, airplanes were supposed to fall from the sky, and nuclear weapons were going to be lit up. I was one of those guys collecting bottles of water. Over the past 14 years, I've really taken a step back, and when I hear outrageous statements, I take them with a grain of salt. However, I do put them on the plate and at least consider them. Is this going to happen? Nobody knows. But last night, Jim Garrow, his ominous warning, Islamists planning on bombing hundreds of shopping malls. And I'm just going to read this to you. It's from Freedom Outpost. Dr. Jim Garrow is a former Nobel Prize nominee and a self-proclaimed ex-CIA agent who was terminated by Barack Obama. He is also viewed by many as a crazed conspiracy theorist. With that said, he was the man who exposed the litmus tests that were being given to the military, whether or not a soldier would fire upon American citizens, and also claimed that Barack Obama had Andrew Breitbart and Tom Clancy assassinated. He also alleges that President Obama tried to detonate nuclear weapons on American soil last fall, but was thwarted by senior-ranking military officials. Last night, during Dave Hodges' show, the following statement via Facebook. Apparently, Jim Garrow on Saturday made a Facebook statement, and I'm just going to read it to you. And this is from Jim Garrow. I have avoided sharing certain information because I took an oath and will not break that oath. I'm skating on the edge today because of information that would be derelict in my duty if I did not share it. Islam is currently in the country, aided by those who have recently arrived via the southern border, we call, and those boldly coming across on aircraft for a variety of disguises, having purpose in their criminality. Be warned, this is not for the faint of heart. The target will be shopping malls. The method will be explosive devices meant to inflict suffering and death and wound as many as possible. This is terrorism in its lowest form. The purpose is to inflict fear in the hearts of Americans through this targeting of where we go to shop and relax. The date will be significant for the Islamists. The event will happen simultaneously across America at hundreds of mall locations. The police, DHS, and security services throughout the nation should be warned and take appropriate action. Why release this on Facebook? It turns out that the necessary agencies are reading my stuff. Why make phone calls when this gets the news out in a speedy fashion to all of them in an instant message? Be warned, my sources on this are impeccable. I lay my 100% record reliability on the line. I believe today is the last day of Ramadan. And the article continues, it seems that Dr. Garrow feels so confident that he's putting his reputation on the line. Of course, as I can relate, I have had the reputation as a conspiracy theorist. I'm not sure what that really means. Many people in the truth seeker movement see us nothing as crazed lunatics. So as to whether this is going to happen, and apparently happen relatively soon, nobody really knows. But what I've learned over the years is to bring you these stories with a grain of salt. I'm not going down that conspiracy rabbit hole as quickly as I used to. I want to see more evidence. But could that possibly happen? Yeah. There's no reason it couldn't happen. But is it going to happen? I don't know. I guess time will tell. But I think part of the purpose of this radio broadcast is to bring these stories out to you, and then you figure it out for yourself. Make up your own mind as to what you think is truth and what you think is fiction. Because nobody has a monopoly on any of this, I guarantee you. Company in which Joe Biden's son is a director prepares to drill shale gas in East Ukraine. The proxy Ukrainian war, just like the Syrian war preceding it, is all about energy. And apparently Joey Biden's son is getting out the gravy bowl. From a press release, R. Hunter Biden will be in charge of the holdings legal unit and will provide support for the company among international organizations. On his new appointment, he commented, "Yay." Okay, maybe he didn't say that. Phone number here is 800-313-9443. Want to get your comments. What do you think about this? Is it all purposeful? Does the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, in fact, have a plan to track children illegally crossing the border? Does it make sense to you, the theory I'm throwing out? And also, your take on Dr. Jim Garrow's ominous warning about Islamists bombing malls. 800-313-9443.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
This is Outkast Radio. I am OCD. Nationwide, the toll-free number, 800-313-9443. The brand new website, outcastradio.net. All stories you'll hear on today's broadcast can be found at outcastradio.net. Also, check me out on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn under Don Campbell. And I'm being told there's a lot of Don Campbells on Facebook, so I guess I'll have to amend it to OCD. Had a pretty good weekend. Spent Sunday with my daughter celebrating her B-Day. It's actually tomorrow, but I don't get down to Austin that much, even though it's only 25 miles from here. But her B-Day is tomorrow. She'll be 26. Took her and her friend out to lunch, and then we bought a quart of ice cream, and I may have accidentally eaten most of the ice cream. Let's go to David in San Francisco. Hello, David. How are you?
Hey, Don. Well, you know, you have to make your yourself memorable to your kids, and so by eating all that ice cream, you may have just done that.
Well, there's more of me to remember now.
Well, on a hot day, it's your duty, really. Hey, you know, I'm glad you raised that idea of what's going on with these kids and the national ID, because I'm in my 50s, and I've seen these same neocons try to trick America into getting a national ID a whole lot of times. And it's interesting, because if you look at what's going on in Europe right now, even though economically I don't much like the idea of who's managing the EU, but right now, officially in Europe, you could walk from Moscow to Portugal without a passport. You would never have to show a passport, any day right now. And you can just cross the national boundaries that easily. And, you know, people aren't that concerned about it because they're all trading partners and nobody's really giving a... Nobody's buying the old fear-mongering of the old kings and dukes days. And that's something that basically hasn't happened since almost caveman days. There was almost always some tyrant in the way, some, you know, Og the Magnificent or some evil king or prince or something. And the idea that you can cross all of Europe without a passport is something that's fantastic. But these neocons are trying to trick the American continent into putting up $1 million a foot fence. And then, if you start looking at the very idea, or their very idea of the national ID, or what the NSA is doing, or who's selling, for example, these ID cards, right? Almost everybody knows that if you go down to the DMV and get an ID card, there's actually a private company that has been privatized to make those, that most states don't do it themselves, that they've got a private company. So that's the weak link in the whole gamut, that there's a private company and that's how the NSA is getting all of their data. They're buying it from the private company, and when you have to have an ID card, you have to buy it from this private company who then sells it to the NSA and they snoop on you. So if the government was doing it, they wouldn't be allowed to do that. So the idea that these guys have not only tricked America into begging for a national ID, but that they would be tricking America into paying private companies to spy on them.
Well, it's amazing, David, when you think about it. We are paying them to build our own mousetrap. You have the neocons wanting to build the fence, knowing full well that a North American Union is coming. That is gutting the treasury. And then you have those on the liberal side who want to integrate the country now. And that is also gutting the treasury. So the idea of a North American Union, still to some people, they think you're a conspiracy theorist, but just look at the European Union. That is what the United States is about to become, but a much poorer version.
Well, it's interesting because the economic model of what's going on in Europe is they still have these centralized banks and they have these various currencies. You know, you can use, if you have a wallet, you stuff it full of euros, and those currencies are going to be worth at any donut shop or anywhere. But at the same time, they're still doing exchange rates between the various nations. And so the fluctuation rate, you know, you can buy francs or you can buy pounds or, you know, Deutschmarks or whatever, or you can use euros. And people are riding on what they consider to be either the most stable or the most transferable. And it's an interesting spectrum. I was going to, 100 years ago, you know, we're right at the anniversary of the First World War. And a lot of people don't realize how profound that thing was, because when 1900 happened, you know, First World War didn't start until 1914, right? But in 1900, people were looking at, and worldwide, people were looking at this new century as the golden century. And they were cherishing their kids, they were giving their kids, they were spoiling them rotten, you could say, but they were also giving them the best education, they were thinking that their kids were going to grow up into a brighter future. You know, we were finally rid of some of these horrible tyrants and all of this sort of thing, and all of the new technology and communications was going to bring a brighter future for everybody. And then all of a sudden World War One happens, just when these kids turn 18, bam, they get us into a war that is so malicious and so profoundly stupid, caught up in these profiteers. They didn't want the war to end. the war was started over the death of a scoundrel.
Well, when you think about it, David, that's exactly what's been going on for the last at least 100 years. War is a racket, and it's two sides of the same coin. It's a two-headed, one-party system. Appreciate the call out in San Francisco. Let's go up the coast to Dan in Oregon. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hello, how art thou?
Oh, hi. Thank you for accepting the call. Listen, I just dealing with the issue you're talking about, the possibility of shopping malls being blown up, the hundreds. My only concern is I don't think it would happen in the sense that whatever organization might plan it, that's too many people. Eventually, you know, they deal just with a handful of cells, and to have that many people, something's going to leak out. And contrary to what a lot of people think of the CIA, they're not stupid. They may be politically, you know, worked and controlled, but they're not stupid. I'm sure they would pick that up. That's just my answer. That's all.
Well, there was an interesting report that came out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania last night. A local affiliate, CBS, was reporting that the police and DHS were having a mock "what if a mall was attacked" drill for the first time ever. So apparently this story has gotten out, and the authorities are listening to Jim Garrow. But again, I take all of this with an extremely large grain of salt. I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't think he does either. I don't think anybody knows exactly when and if this is going to happen. But could it? Yeah.
Well, I think it could, but it may not be shopping malls. What I am saying is that it'd be something far more noticeable and more intense, probably in different parts of the country, but at the same time, not necessarily shopping malls.
Well, I see a scenario similar to 9/11. It'll be simultaneous, a few locations, if not a lot of locations at the same time, to just overwhelm and put the people of this country back into fear like they were right after 9/11.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Dan. You too. Have a great day. Appreciate you being out there. So our main story today, in my opinion, does the Department of Homeland Security have a plan to track children illegally crossing the border? There is a company called Gemalto, G-E-M-A-L-T-O, and they're based right here in the Austin area. Neville Patterson is the senior vice president. It is an international digital security company, and he recently told Watchdog.org he believes the government should issue identification cards to the children, the illegal children, to keep track of them in the event they are deported and want to re-enter the country. So I think what you're going to see are two things. One, in September, Obama grants blanket amnesty to perhaps maybe 5 million that have already entered and are in this country. Then that'll be followed almost immediately by an announcement that smart cards will be issued to these 5 million. Then what I see happening is that these smart cards are stolen, redistributed for drugs, and then the ultimate solution, which is to implant a biometric chip between the thumb and the fourth finger. So when you look at what is occurring right now, and I know I keep harping on this, but I want you to get it into your skull. This is purposeful. It is planned. It is ordered. This is not chaos. This is part of the agenda, the New World Order. One of the first steps is to create a North American Union. That's where I think the end game is, at least for now.
This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I've left behind.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. Toll free nationwide, 800-313-9443. The brand new website is outcastradio.net. Check out my interview with L.A. Marzulli. We break down the lyrics of Katy Perry's E.T. and show you how today many pop songs are being directly influenced by the Illuminati. Don't believe me? Check out the website, outcastradio.net. Our lead story, does DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, have a plan to track children illegally crossing the border? This is from Human Events, another story you'll find at outcastradio.net. Yes, I believe it. And this is how it will go down my timeline, my opinion. In September, the president announces blanket amnesty. That will be followed almost immediately by the announcement of smart cards, perhaps through this company called Gemalto, based right here in Austin, Texas. Then the cards will be stolen, swapped, traded for drugs, and then the ultimate solution, an implanted biometric chip between your thumb and your fourth finger. Let's go to Carol in Idaho. Hello, Carol. How are you?
And thank you. I'd like to mention something that comes to mind, two things actually, regarding this possible attack on shopping malls.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, my first point is that, yes, I agree. There are certain groups of militant, very angry jihadists from the Islamic camps who just might do something like that. But I have to say this, that because of what our U.S. government has been doing all over the world, this Zionist, Bolshevik-type controlled government, what we've been doing against the Islamic nations for the last few decades would give, you know, these crazies sufficient, ample reason, you know, for some retribution, sad and horrible as that would be. Okay, that's one point. The other point is, on the other hand, it wouldn't be the first time that these same Zionist outfits had perpetrated a false flag or perpetrated a horrific event like that and then blamed it on their enemies. Don't forget that the Mossad's whole motto is, by deception shalt thou rule and conquer, or something to that effect. So those are two possibles, sad as both of them are. Just wanted to share, Don. Thank you.
I appreciate the call. Thank you, Carol, in Idaho. And there was another story I was going to bring to the show today, but I've really been hesitant to do this. I'll just mention it in passing. There's another quote-unquote conspiracy theory about MH17 that, in fact, it wasn't the same plane. It wasn't even... they don't know what plane it was because the engines don't match. But sometimes when I read these stories, I just think, man, this is just way out there. Until I get more information, I'm not even going to talk about it. So the other big story today, Dr. Jim Garrow's ominous warning, Islamists planning on bombing hundreds of shopping malls in the United States. That was shared last night on this network on the Dave Hodges Show. This is what Dr. Jim Garrow wrote on his Facebook page. I have avoided sharing certain information because I took an oath and will not break that oath. I'm skating on the edge today because of the information that I would be derelict in my duty if I did not share it. Islam is currently in the country, aided by those who have recently arrived via the southern border, and those who boldly come on aircraft in a variety of disguises have a purpose in their criminality. Be warned, this is not for the faint of heart. The target will be shopping malls. The method will be with explosive devices meant to inflict suffering and death and to wound as many as possible. This is terrorism in its lowest form. The purpose is to inflict fear in the hearts of Americans through this targeting of where we shop and relax. The date will be significant for one of the Islamists. The event will happen simultaneously across America at hundreds of locations. The police, DHS, and security services throughout the nation should be warned and take appropriate action. Why release this on Facebook? Well, it turns out that the necessary agencies are reading my stuff. Why make phone calls when I can get the news out quickly in a speedy fashion and all into all of them in an instant message? Be warned, my sources on this are impeccable. I lay my 100% record of reliability on the line, Dr. Jim Garrow. Will it happen? No one knows. But it's out there. Yesterday I pulled up a report from a CBS affiliate in Pennsylvania, and apparently they had a mock operation. What would happen if a mall was bombed? And the police were out there, I believe, with DHS, and the local reporter said they've never done this before. So maybe some are taking this warning to heart and preparing, and maybe that is causing those who might do us harm to give it a second thought as to whether they should do it whenever. And from my understanding, Ramadan ends today. So is it going to happen? Time will tell. Phone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I want to read a quick blog that I wrote Saturday. I was driving back from Cedar Park, which is in the Austin area, and I noticed one of those sign twirlers. Only it wasn't a sign twirler, it was a mannequin. And I thought, how bad is the economy when they're outsourcing twirlers to mannequins? So I wrote a blog, and you can catch this at outcastradio.net. The name of the blog, Sign Twirlers Outsource to Mannequins. And it reads, as I was cruising the streets of Greater Austin today, I noticed that one of the ubiquitous sign twirlers had been replaced by a mannequin. Now, if you're not familiar with this profession, let me give you a brief overview of the skill set required for this career. Pick up sign, stand on corner, twirl sign, leave dignity at apartment. Now, I've had some bad jobs in my life, installing insulation, making sandwiches, guarding illegal aliens. Yes, I actually did that. But I've never had the discipline nor the tuition required to pursue a career in sign twirling. I decided a long time ago to set the bar low and get into radio. How bad does the economy have to be for sign twirlers to be downsized? I can imagine the sign twirler's exit interview. Boss, I'm sorry, Bobby, but we're going to have to let you go. Bobby, was it something I did? Boss, no, not at all. You're a fine twirler. It's just that the BRIC nations have wreaked havoc with the IMF. The dollar has been devalued because of Janet Yellen's continual policy of quantitative easing and as a result of increases in the fictitious M3 money supply, which is funneled into the derivative market, eventually leading to inflation and higher unemployment. Bobby, I don't understand what you just said. Boss, neither do I, but we're going to have to let you go. Bobby, but who will do my job? Boss, we're getting some discounted mannequins from Sears. I guess they're in the toilet, too. So here's the difference between my teenage years and today's teenager. At least I had a job to complain about. Stay tuned. And you'll find that at outcastradio.net. It's just strange the things that pique my curiosity. And that was one of them. The fact that sign twirlers are being downsized. Amazing. So let's recap some of the headlines you're going to see today at the web. Does DHS have a plan to track children illegally across the border? Yeah, I think they do, and we've gone into that in great detail this morning. Then we have the article about, well, are they actually going to blow up malls? Time will tell. Dr. Jim Garrow's ominous warning, Islamists planning on bombing hundreds of shopping malls in the United States. Obama wants to fly illegals straight to the United States so they don't have to cross the border. The ongoing border crisis created by the president's lax immigration policies, deliberately bringing about leverage for the Democrats to use as amnesty. But Obama's plan threatens the foundation of our constitutional republic, and the new plan will involve allowing Central Americans to apply as refugees, give them refugee status, and then fly them directly to the United States, bypassing the dangerous trip through Mexico, the death train, and the border altogether. This plan calls for the immigration officials as well as UN officials, this is because they'll be considered refugees, to interview and screen applicants in their home countries and then fly them to the United States, where they'll be placed with families, friends, or a sponsor, at taxpayer expense, of course, in order to grant refugee status to the people of Honduras and other countries from which illegal immigrants are flowing. The definition of what constitutes a refugee would need to be changed. And all of that will be illustrated when the president invokes his executive order in September. In my opinion, that's the timeline. Executive order in September, followed by the smart card, followed by the theft and illegal distribution of smart cards, followed by the ultimate solution, implanting a biometric chip between the thumb and the fourth finger. It makes sense. What do you think? 800-313-9443, the website, outcastradio.net.